in September, we were sent to Auschwitz. For some reason, they liquidated this camp, because I heard at a later date that while I was sent to Auschwitz, my uncle was sent to Gross Rosen, to another camp.
Yes.
The journey was quite, it took us about a day or two, a day or 24 hours, something like that. In cattle trucks, they just give you a slice of bread and a drink, and that's it. Well, on arrival, the memory was arrived in Auschwitz in the middle of the night. And we were in cattle trucks, cramped, you know. And all of a sudden, the doors slide open, and you see a huge place, enormous. As far as I can carry you, you can see bulbs, lights, fences lit up, and dead, and camps, and barracks. And the place is dead silent. It's just absolutely silent. You could hear anything move. That quiet, and then all of a sudden, doors slid open, there is the SS with dogs and quite a few machine guns and shouting, "Rouse, rouse, rouse, get out, get out." And there was also a carbolic smell, and you see from four corners of the earth, you see four flames. You look around, it's four huge flames. You never realize in this were the crematoriums.